Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
The Mind of Christ. This devotional was written by Charlie Barton and read by Cliff McCartney. Don't do anything for selfish purposes, but with humility think of others as better than yourselves. Instead of each person watching out for their own good, watch out for what is better for others. Adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he did not consider being equal with God something to exploit. But he emptied himself by taking the form of a slave and by becoming like human beings. When he found himself in the form of a human, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. How did this mind of Christ reflect in his day-to-day life? He touched the unclean leper and healed him. He was compassionate to the woman caught in adultery. He made mud and placed it on the eyes of the blind man. He sat and talked with a Samaritan woman who had a checkered past. He washed the feet of his disciples, and yes, he submitted to torture and execution as a common criminal. No one and nothing was beneath him as he demonstrated his servant's heart. I was reminded in reflecting on this scripture of the late Pope Francis, he who washed and kissed the feet of female inmates from his wheelchair, who washed the feet of Muslims, who demonstrated love and patience for the elderly, the children, the infirmed, and the disabled. And then I remembered an incident recently as I visited my daughter's family in Oregon. One day, I took my granddaughter to the library. In the bushes outside was a young woman crouching down, talking loudly on a phone to someone or no one. We went inside and I sat down in the lobby and began listening to an audiobook on my earbuds while my granddaughter went to check out books. The young woman from the bushes came in, sat in the chair next to mine, and plopped her stuff down on the little table between us. She got up a couple of times, walking around the lobby, talking loudly on her phone to someone or no one. And then she came and sat down again, next to me. Through the audiobook in my ears, I heard her say, "So how are you this fine day?" Hoping that she was talking to someone else, I stared ahead, listening to my book. I wasn't being asked to wash her feet or lay hands on her, simply to respond to a friendly greeting. She grabbed her stuff and walked out of the library, and I missed an opportunity to show compassion and grace to a young lady in whose presence I was sadly uncomfortable. I'm reminded of something Pastor Jonathan said in one of his first sermons, that we will never look into the eyes of someone who is not a child of God. I hope that when given another opportunity, I will not neglect to remember that. Father, help me to never pass up a chance to show your love, your compassion, your grace to one of your children. Help me to better adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.